Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us in this very special broadcast, since it is Friday, May the 10th of the year of our Lord, 2024. And with me today, as usual, our wonderful producer and my co-host, Brother Paul Sutcliffe from New York. Hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
Enjoying another wonderful spring day.
Good, 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 brother. With us today as well, my dear friend, Sister Christy Johnson from Missouri. And hello, Christy, and how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Enjoying a few new activities on the internet.
Oh, good for you, Christy. All right. Well, Paul, Christy, guess what? We have lots of material to cover today. So without further ado, let's move on to what's happening around the world, starting with the United States of America.
Memory found that Tariq Atta, the imam of the Orange County Islamic Foundation in California, had addressed Muslim students in college campus pro-Gaza encampments in two videos uploaded in late April of 2024. Atta told students that Allah will reward the students for fighting for his cause and the anger and fear they are inflicting on those cruel people, the enemies of humanity, Netanyahu and his thugs, as well as the supporters of the war in Gaza. Atta likened Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to Hitler, and he added that Zionism is like Nazism. He said that American imams and Muslim organizations are inspired by the bravery and courage of these students. He added, "What better deed can American Muslims access right now?" The videos are posted on the Instagram account of the Muslim Student Association on the West Coast and the MSA West on Instagram. And of course, YouTube doesn't consider this hate speech.
Well, here we go, Brother Paul. Another mosque in another state and imams in America, one after another, popping up to tell the world that here are the real Muslims, and that is exactly what they believe. Now, from listening to that imam, I see that Imam Tariq is actually stupid enough to be a good Muslim imam, because he does not understand that Hitler is not Netanyahu. Why? Because Hitler is the one who killed the Jews, and Netanyahu is the prime minister of the Jews. Now, he's trying to say that Nazism is like the Jews, when in reality, Nazis are the one who killed the Jews. So if I want to put in the right order, I would say that Muhammad is Hitler and Muslims are Nazis. And the Jewish people who could not defend themselves in the day of Hitler under the Nazis, now they're standing for themselves to defend themselves from the wicked, evil Muslims who follow the same ideology of Hitler and the Nazis. But the most important portion of that article is that imams in America are speaking the truth. What we have been teaching for years and years, now it is proven, not by our words, but by their own words. And all these wonderful Muslims in the West are doing one thing, which is performing jihad for the sake of Allah. And if our government will not take it for what it is, by arresting all these students and simply throw them out of this country, then we might as well go ahead and kiss America goodbye. Not just California, the entire United States of America, because they're setting the stage in one or two places, which is going to be the case for the rest of the country.
Usama, is the first time and only time I was ever called a Nazi. It's the first time that I met a Muslim imam. I don't know if you remember that incident.
It was Pastor John who became Imam Muhammad, I believe.
Yes. And it was clear back in like 2005, 2006. And I was stunned. I couldn't imagine. But it seems like they throw this Nazi thing around to anyone who supports Israel or anyone who may be Jewish. They call them Nazis.
Why not we call them Mohammedans? Why not we call them true Muslim believers, as Allah and Muhammad calls them?
I think this guy should be arrested for inciting hatred.
But you see, YouTube do not call this hate speech. Now, for you and I to put the same response, what we did here on YouTube, it will be taken out as hate speech. So the media and the government of Biden are working together to say Muslims can destroy this country and it's fine. But for you and I to expose them, that's not fine. Well, let's move on to the next story here in USA.
MSN reported that Melinda Roth, a professor at George Washington University Law School, called out anti-Israel students and protesters for spreading hate on campus. She said, instead of hanging out in your nice brand new paid forum, unknown sources, green and white tents, why not send them to those displaced in Gaza who really need them? Roth asked students in a public Facebook post, after all, you have dorms and apartments that mommy and daddy are paying for right now. You have catered food and all you can eat snack bar. Why not send food to those you claim you are starving? She continued, calling out students for depending on mommy and daddy to pay for their apartments and dorm rooms. But perhaps the most important challenge issued by Professor Roth is this. Since you're skipping classes, if you're actually a student, why not go volunteer to help in Gaza? She also asked, many American Jews have gone to help in Israel on farms and kibbutzes to help provide the missing labor, as so many Israelis have been called up to the military service. If you really want to help, why don't you go where you really could make a difference for the people you profess to be supporting?
What a great, great article. That woman deserved a great reward somehow by any person who have logic and common sense. I personally believe these are not students. As I said before, all Muslims come into America to study in America. They're not here for the education. All Muslims who are living in America are not here for a better life or for democracy and freedom. Muslims are invading the West. And I got two of you as witnesses for what I'm saying. That is exactly what I have been trying to teach for years. They're not here for education. They can have the same education in their home country for pennies on the dollars. I mean, literally, this is why they're here, to bring jihad in America. And since mommy and daddy are paying for the dorms, why not we send this beautiful tent for some of the poor Muslim Hamas and Palestinians? You know what I think better than all that? Why not just go and fight the Jewish military? Think about it. They're here to harass Jewish civilians, when in reality, they should go and kill the Jewish military. I wish to see some of these gay and lesbian, some of these boys who act like a girls and girls who act like boys, all of them to go to Rafallah right now. And they fight for the good Muslims and kill the bad Jewish soldiers. But in reality, they're just a bunch of useful idiots. And it is time for the American to take a stand, as this wonderful professor, Melinda Roth, did. We should all be in unity, as these wacko are in unity, to tell them enough is enough. You don't want to be a student? Then go fight for Hamas.
I agree. This woman deserves an award by an academic. She's saying something that's long needed to be said.
All right. What about you, Christy?
Well, I honestly think that the majority of Americans are fed up with this, and they would agree the same way. You know, a lot of people are commenting about this, even on the liberal side. They're finding this behavior by these students repulsive.
Paul, let's move on. The next story, bro.
Canary Mission released a video response to Columbia University's President Minushay Shafiq, who is a Muslim. This is about her speech about the need for civil discourse. I'm going to play the audio for you, but if you get a chance, you want to watch this on Canary Mission or on Twitter.
Well, we can say, Brother Paul, that this video is made to be a comedy video with this beautiful music background. This Muslim president, Dr. Nahmat Shafiq, the president of Colombia, is belittling all of us. She may think we are just stupid and we do not see what's happening in her university. We're not realizing what she has done to that university in a few months. I mean, she has not been even a president for a year yet, and she has destroyed that university as much as liberals like her all over this country. While she's saying A, we see in the video the Z, which is actually the opposite of what she is teaching. Obviously, our audience on VCY cannot see the video, so we will do our best to describe some of these things. For example,
no matter where you stand on any issue, Colombia should be a community that feels welcoming and safe for everyone.
She said, no matter where you stand, Colombia should be a safe place for everyone. But in the following video, we hear the opposite message by the students of Colombia. As we hear,
there should not be Zionists anywhere. Zionists don't deserve to live.
This student said, the Jews should not live anywhere. The Jews do not deserve to live. By the way, this opinion of that student fit perfectly with the thousands of Muslims and those who are sympathizer with Hamas in Columbia University.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Dr. Shafiq also said,
we tried very hard to resolve the issue of the encampment through dialogue. Many people who gathered there were largely peaceful.
Yes, indeed. She tried very hard to fix the problem in Colombia with dialogue. She was dialoguing with Hamas. Wow. And guess what? The following video tells us exactly how peaceful the people of Colombia University are. Colombia University in this video looks like no more or less but a war zone. Well, let's continue a little bit more with Dr. Shafiq, who said,
during the listening sessions I held with many students in recent months, I've been heartened by your intelligence, thoughtfulness, and kindness.
Yes, indeed. She have wonderful dialogue where she learned about how thoughtful and how kind are the students in Colombia. But the following video gives us a little bit different opinion. Listen carefully, please.
We are Hamas! Yes, we are Hamas!
The students are telling us that they're all Hamas. And then they said, oh Hamas, loved one, strike Tel Aviv. This is the shout of the thousands of Columbia students. Yes, indeed, they're very thoughtful and kind. Dr. Shafiq also continued to say,
the ones that impressed me the most were those who acknowledged that the other side had some valid points.
Oh man, I am so moved. What really touched her so much that the students see there's value points in the other side. But the video, which comes immediately after that, was the real story among these savage jihadi Muslim students. As you hear them shouting,
there is only one solution!
There is only one solution!
Intifada revolution!
Intifada revolution!
There is only one resolution. Intifada revolution. Wow. I can see really both sides of the story here, Dr. Shafiq. Then Dr. Shafiq said,
we need more of that at Columbia. Every one of us has a role to play in bringing back the values of truth and civil discourse.
We need more of that in Colombia? Is this how you see the value of truth and civil discourse? Wow, let me share with you about the great value of the truth of Dr. Shafiq, the great picture of civil discourse. Listen carefully to the following video.
Remember the 7th of October.
Never forget the 7th of October.
This was nothing as Dr. Shafiq described to us what is going on in her Columbia University. We need more of that in Colombia? Is this how you see the value of truth and civil discourse? All I can say is, Lord have mercy and God help us. And my friends, we can go on and on with the rest of that video, which will make you nothing but sick in your stomach. But for the sake of time, we have to move on for the next story.
Hey, on Wednesday, Biden threatened to cut off all military aid to Israel if they do not stop their attack on Rafah. Biden said civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers.
Here's the truth, Brother Paul. Biden is always a dollar short and a day late, as he has always been since he came to the White House. And I cannot wait for the last day we will have him in his office, because I believe that day will also be a day late. So here is the fact, Mr. Biden. The Jewish people did not bomb any civilian. The Jewish people did not kill any civilian, but Hamas did. Why? Because Israel always sent warning, not like Hamas. Israel asked the people to move from this specific area, and they gave them plenty of time to leave that area. And Hamas forced the civilian to stay in these buildings, in these specific areas which Israel is about to bomb. Then who is killing the civilian, Israel or Hamas? Any person with logic and common sense will figure out the problem is in Hamas, not in Israel. Israel do not kill civilian, Mr. President. And to prove my point, Mr. Biden, maybe you need to listen to the next story.
As Israel begins the final stage of the response to October 7th, they still warn people about where they're going to bomb. IDF just called a man by the name of Abdul Yunus in Gaza area. The conversation recorded was quite chilling, in that the Gazan refused to move away after claiming there were about 20 people, and many of them women and children. This man said, kill the children.
I heard that video and I could not believe my ears, because the Israeli are begging that Muslim man to move and his people half kilometer from the house. But he chose not to. He wanted to be there. And he just simply said, kill the children. They told him that's not right. But he said he does not care. This is the reality, Mr. Biden. And this is the reality for all the useful idiot students who are supporting Hamas. Israel are not killing civilians, but Hamas is. So if you really want to do protest in America and you want to do it rightly, then you need to protest Hamas, not Israel. Otherwise, you're really acting very stupidly, like our president himself.
You know, you saw the thing about that video that really affected my heart is when he made the statement, we want to die. We love death more than you love life. We've heard that before.
Exactly. And yes, Christy, I believe it's more than that. I believe in this house, there were Hamas members. That's why they will not leave. And they're using their children as shield.
And you feel bad. You can even hear in the video babies in the background. And he does not care. And the Israeli soldier is begging him to get out of there.
Imagine how much hard work is put into that. That the Jewish people get Israeli soldiers who speak Arabic, begging the civilian to leave that house and move for 1.5 kilometer from the house. But he chooses not to. Oh, well, maybe he want to die for Allah in his house with the stupidity which he have in his heart concerning being good Muslims who love death more than we love life. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to the next story, which comes to us from Canada.
This is one of the funny stories. Andrew Styles wrote one of the most humorous stories for the Washington Free Beacon on Tuesday. He wrote, "It seems that student protesters at the University of Ottawa in Canada," he says, "is a minor country at best, known for bordering the United States, misspelled the word Palestine as P-A-L-A-S-T-I-N-E while attempting to protest the existence of Israel. They did this in large red letters on the steps of the university's largest building."
Well, you know what? I think now I figured out why these students are protesting for Hamas against Israel. It's just because they're stupid. They do not know how to even spell the word Palestine. Maybe they need to go back to preppy school, or maybe high school, learning English, learning how to write and to spell words, and then they can put them back in college. Well, let's move on to the next story, Brother Paul, from Scotland.
A Muslim yelling Allahu Akbar chased a police officer with a chainsaw in his hand, attempting to kill or maim the officer. The 27-year-old was arrested. No mention is made of the perp being a migrant or a native Muslim to Scotland.
Well, I do not know why they even arrested him. If somebody is holding a running chainsaw coming to attack me, trust me, I will not arrest him. I will give him the bullet and I will send him to Allah and Muhammad.
Wow. I tell you what, when they say they should outlaw guns in America, I want people to know this is why you need a gun, because other things can kill you, but you might need a gun to stop somebody.
Christy, we talked about that before, you and I, years ago. You're going to outlaw guns. You might as well outlaw a piece of pipe. You might outlaw 2x4. You might outlaw cars. You might outlaw chainsaws. You might outlaw life. We just all hide in our homes and let the Muslim have it. Well, Brother Paul, Sister Christy, thank you for joining me in this special broadcast. I appreciate both of you. And to our dear friends, please continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for the Christians who are persecuted all over the Muslim world. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.